I'm Wolf Blitzer in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. Whether it's the NSA phone scandal or the healthcare website mess, is President Obama out of the loop? Also, remembering an American military hero and his battle to help troops cope with psychological scars of war. Let's get started. First up tonight, the phone spying scandal and the Obamacare website mess. What did President Obama know about each, and what, if anything, does it say about how he governs? On many occasions and many subjects, the president has tried to project an image of hands-on leadership and personal accountability.
The buck will stop with me.
The buck will stop with me.
The buck stops with me.
The buck stops with me.
I'm the president, and the buck stops with me.
The buck stops with me. Ultimately, the buck stops with me.
Tonight, where precisely the buck stops is somewhat less than clear. When it comes to the longstanding NSA phone spying on German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other world leaders, the Wall Street Journal reports the president did not know about it until last summer. A senior administration official backs that up. Another official, though, tells us he was briefed on the details of what the NSA was doing, even if he was not told whose phone was being tapped. And late today, the Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, weighed in with this, and I'm quoting now, "It is my understanding that President Obama was not aware Chancellor Merkel's communications were being collected since 2002. That is a big problem." She also says she wasn't briefed either and is calling for a total review of all intelligence programs. Others are being no less blunt, and the White House is in deep damage control mode right now. Our chief national security correspondent, Jim Sciutto, and our senior White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, are joining us. Jim, first to you, a tough statement from the chairman, Dianne Feinstein. What's the White House reaction?
Well, the White House reaction in part, Wolf, is that the senator is correct, that the president did not know about this foreign surveillance program aimed at world leaders. But they are taking issue, Wolf, with one thing that the senator did say in that statement, and that is that these collection activities aimed at foreign leaders will not continue. I talked to a senior administration official earlier this evening, Wolf, who says that part of the senator's statement is not accurate, that some of these programs are being changed on an individual basis, but that in large part these policies, these programs are continuing for the time being while all of this is being reviewed. And as you mentioned, Wolf, the folks up on Capitol Hill want to take a look at this. Senator Feinstein, the Intelligence Committee, they want to take a look at this, but the White House maintains they are conducting their own internal review right now. It should be done by the end of the year, so there may be some more changes coming by the end of the year, Wolf.
Jim Sciutto, so the White House is adamant the president did not know about the eavesdropping on the German chancellor, but President Obama did know about certain aspects of the program, right?
That's right. What the administration says, in effect, is that the president set the priorities, another U.S. official telling us that he also would have been briefed on the framework of this program, which may have included that it targeted allied countries abroad and even possibly their leaders without being told of the specific targets. That's the delicate square that the administration is trying to circle here. I spoke to a senior administration official earlier today who said that this does not mean that the NSA necessarily was going rogue here, but that the White House understands it needs better guidance on policy priorities here so that they don't go beyond what the president approved of or was aware of.
And Jim Sciutto, how concerned are U.S. officials about the diplomatic repercussions of these revelations?
Well, they're very concerned. You have a delegation on the Hill today from the EU speaking about these very issues. I spoke to one of the members of the delegation who said that people in European capitals, leaders included, are confused. They're concerned. They're fearful of this kind of spying. So they want explanations. You know, and I spoke to another former U.S. official who told me that, you know, the U.S. has listening posts in these countries, and they're called diplomats. You know, people with relationships in those countries to speak to their counterparts. And this is the kind of information that those countries want to share. It's about fighting terrorism. So that's the much better way, many officials even inside the administration say, going forward to gather this kind of information.